Hi there. I'm Mistress Tark. You're here to amuse me today. You are to do what I tell you when I tell you. Got it? And you better not pussy out on me, because I'm not one of those dumb cunts that just repeats stroke, stroke, stroke 9,000 times and lets you jizz without working for it. This is going to be fun for me. Not you. Okay. So, first, I'm gonna have you get some things. Or go buy them if you don't already have them. All right, let's see. Get a glass of hot water, a candle, matches, rubber bands, lube. A sexy thong that is, red and silky, and a knife. So, what are you waiting for? Go get everything. Now. Oh, and while you're gone, I want you to jerk off. I want you to last a long time when we meet again. So, yeah, you need to rub that easy one out. In fact, you have to go buy that thong. So, when you're at the store, ask to use the bathroom and beat off in there. You're gonna have to be really, really quiet and fast. Okay, go and do that stuff and come back here. Pause this. And make sure to lock your computer so no one stumbles upon this while you're gone. Just to prevent the awkward. Wouldn't want anyone to find out how much of a kinky freak you are. Right, you're back, huh? Let me see everything. I can't believe you got the panties. You really are a sick bastard. Which is good for me, so it doesn't matter. What kind of look did you get when you bought these? Did you buy a bunch of other stuff to hide the fact you're a pervert buying ladies' underwear? All right, let's see what we should do. First, let's see what we should start with. First, go to a room in your house with some windows and open the shades. Now, lie down on the floor, but make sure all the stuff I told you to get is in reaching distance. All right? Now, slowly take off your pants. I don't believe you'll be needing them. You probably had to take off your shoes to get your pants off. If you did, put them back on. You should be wearing shoes, underwear, and a shirt. It feels weird to have shoes on but no pants on. Well, that's the idea. Now go get that knife and run the flat side over and up your leg. It's cold, isn't it? Run it up to your boxers and rest it on your dick. That sharp knife is really close to your cock, isn't it? Just a thin bit of fabric that separates you from cutting your cock. Oh, and have you ever seen that video of that chick? It was stepping on that guy's dick with high heels, and it punctured it. That could have been you. I mean, I could have you do that if I wanted to. Now, I want you to pinch your boxers and pull them up away from your cock. Just like that. Like a tent, I guess. Now, use your knife and cut through fabric and let it fall so you have a hole where your dick is. Now close your eyes and give your dick a few light slaps with the flight side of the knife, and then put it away. Just lie there for a bit. Think about the windows in the room. Can the people next door see in? Now, are you sure? What if someone was walking by right about now? That would be pretty embarrassing, would it? No? Now, I want you to get a rubber band and wrap it around your ball sack. Wrap it around a couple of times and make sure it's tight. Alright, shirt off. Now! Take another rubber band and get your nipples ready. Hold the band with two fingers and pull back with the other hand. And I want to hear it. Not like that. I want to hear it go like this. Okay, pull back and hold it. Come on, you could pull it back more than that, pussy. Get ready. Oh, I know it's gonna hurt you. Oh, just looking at it just makes me kind of cringe, you know? Now, let go. Again. Again. And switch it to the other nipple. Now, just keep snapping till I say stop. And one after another. And ready, steady, go! Wow, your balls kind of twitch every time you snap. Oh my, they are really getting purple. Oh my goodness, I wonder how long they can last like that. Alright, if you leave them too long, they'll have to chop them off, you know. Okay, stop. You are more of a perv than I thought. I mean, look at you. You got a boner from that. Alright, now get your lube and drip some on your erection. This part will be more gentle. Now, start running your fingers over your dick. Spread the lube all over. Now, grab your shaft and roll your head with your thumb, like you're playing one of those dumbass video games you like to play, like Call of Duty, you know. Now, go around and around. I hope the rubber band on your balls doesn't get too slippery. You know it'll be really hard to get off all looped up. Maybe you'll lose your jewels after all. All right, now take your thong and wrap it around your cock and pull either end tight. Move it up and down, up and down, up and down. What made you want to buy this one? Did you imagine me in it? Keep stroking yourself with it. Up and down. Up and down. Now tighter. I wanted to dig into your foreskin. It's getting all wet from that lube. That just looks so sexy. Up and down. Now, what if someone walks by and sees you doing this through your open window? Up and down. Up and down. Then they'll think you're a dirty pervert, which you are. So, it's all right. Up and down. And down, and down. Unwrap the thong from your dick. Now hold it up over your face and look at it really close. Now look at the wet spots you've made and shove it in your mouth. I want you to move it around with your tongue. And keep it in there and try not to choke. Okay, reach over and get the candle and matches. Set the candle on your chest and strike a match. And light the candle. All right, here we go. This game might make you squirm, so I hope that candle doesn't fall over and burn you with hot wax. But if it does, oh well. Okay, get ready with another match and strike it. Blow it out and press the hot end to your dick. Oh, that has got to sting. Okay, now do another. And do the same. Blow it out. And burn. Uh-oh, watch the candle. You don't want that to fall. Okay. Grab your cock and jack off a little. Now, does that make up for the pain? See, I can be nice too, you know. Yeah. Now slide your other hand over your balls and give them a good tug. Yeah, keep jerking. Strike another match and blow it out and then push it to your dick. Oh my God, it's so hilarious seeing you wince like that. But at the same time, it's so sexy hearing you whimper just like that. Now, go back to fapping. Yep. Fap, fap, fap. This is what your teenage years sound like, huh? How pathetic. How does that thong taste, by the way? Yeah, you like it, don't you? Okay, your last match. That's right. Blow it out. You know just what to do. Oh my God, you are one sick fuck. Okay, now pick up your candle. Oh, wow. Looks like you didn't spill any wax at all. Now that's real good. But since it's hot, I think you gotta do something with it. I want you to drip it on your chest and move it right down to your dick. Fun fact, did you know that the darker the color of the candle, the more its wax burns? Yeah, maybe I'll pick a lighter color next time. Maybe. Okay, now sit up on your knees. Oh, don't you give me those tears now. Come on, dry up, pussy. I mean, it wasn't that bad. Wuss. Now, get your glass of water and put it in between your legs. Now sit up a bit and position the glass right under your balls. So if you were to sit all the way down, your balls would dip in the glass. But don't do it yet. Sit up. I said sit up. Now, get a little more lube and keep on jerking. Yeah, use both hands and get ready to bust your load. I'm gonna count you down now. Get ready. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, 4, 4, 4. Yeah, I know. I'm a bitch. What else is new? 4, 3, 2. Now, sit back and drop your balls in the glass. And 1. Yeah. Jizz right onto the floor. I want to see you make a huge mess of yourself. Oh, now that's a good boy. Now look at you. Take that thong out of your mouth and wipe up all of your dirty cock juice. And then just leave it there. And I want you to look around and realize what a pervert you are. Now, lie back down and go to sleep. Take a nap with your perverted playthings all around you. Who knows? Maybe somebody will stumble upon you first.